Well, Jackie Road is just a place where we can have some fun. Well, I'm having fun at Jackie Road, doing cool interviews and writing songs.
On Jackie Road Studios, this is last week's song in full. It's streaming now on all the streaming platforms. It's called The Lowest Ranking Member in the Entourage. Yeah, alright. I'm gonna tell you what it's like being the lowest ranking member in an entourage. Let's go. Every time that the Uber comes, I'm the one that gets bumped to the seat at the front. I gotta make small talk cause the driver wants to chat, and I can't really hear what's being said in the back. So when we get back to the pad, it's sad cause everybody else knows the inside gag, except for the guy at the front of the car. I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage. What's the joke, guys? What? I must have missed it. All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne. What a shame that my name wasn't on the list, so I missed out. Had to buy my tickets through a tap. Meanwhile, they're smoking cigars while they're drinking free beer. I'm lining up at the bar and I look up at the box and they wave through the glass. The lowest ranking member in the entourage. Do you guys still want to meet up after the game? Like, should you come down to me? Because I can't really get to you, so where do you want to meet?
Yeah, everybody in the club say what?
What?
Everybody in the house say what?
What?
Main guy in the entourage says what's
your name again, dude?
That dick is always forgetting my name. He's got too much fame up at the front of the gang. In the video clips, he's always the main one. Me, I'm up the back out of frame, son. That's me, way at the back with the backwards hat. Was it even worth being on set? Cause you got a freeze frame, enhance, enlarge, to see the lowest ranking member of the entourage.
So that's the final edit of the video, is it? What about that team photo we took at the end? Could they put that in?
Everybody wants an after party. They assume they can have it in my hotel room. And they thank me for my hospitality. Then they throw my TV off the balcony. Hotel property in the pool as they trash the place. Next they threw my suitcase. Then they lit a firework out of my ass. I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
That really hurt though, guys. It left a mark on me. How do you guys want to divide up the damage to the hotel? Should I get this one and then you guys get the next one? How do you want that to work? All right, guys. It's Jack and you're listening to Jackie Road Studios. And before I get into this week's song, I got to talk about what's just happened. Before recording this episode, I actually was working ahead of time for once, and I was recording the next guest for the podcast next Monday. And at the moment, it's still a big question mark of who that will be, because after years and years of making button pushing mistakes on the Hamish and Andy show, and people who've come as fans of the Hamish and Andy show to this show won't be surprised to hear that I have made my first one on Jackie Road Studios, and it is a major one. I had a 45-minute chat with good old Amy Shark, and I did not press record. Not did I delete it. Not did I have the microphones on lower than they should have been. Just literally didn't press a big red round button that is the record button. Oh, God. Oh, my God. So I've just literally come off the call with her.
and noticed within four seconds of finishing the interview, I wanted to tell her, hey, just before you hang up, because we're doing it over, not over Zoom, but a podcast equivalent of Zoom, which is an audio one called Zencaster, where she can jump on her computer at her end in Sydney. I can jump on a computer at my end in Melbourne. What you have to do is before the other person hangs up, you just got to make sure that her end is saved and that my end is saved. So the interview finishes and I say to her, Amy, just before you go, don't close the browser yet. I just want to make sure that what we've recorded is saved. And then I look closely at it and realize that what we've recorded is actually 0 minutes and 0 seconds because I never pressed the frickin' record button on. What an idiot! So now I tell Amy Shark in the moment, I say, I don't know why I didn't lie, and maybe in retrospect I should have lied and pretended there was some issue after the case, because you can always blame a corrupt file later on, like, oh, I don't know what happened, I tried to download your file and it's corrupt, maybe check your laptop or something. I told her in the moment, I said, oh, I wasn't recording. This is the only thing I have to go off. And I'm still, as I record this now, I'm still waiting for Amy to send me the video from her end. So she videoed herself on her laptop. And there's a possibility when she sends me that video, I will be able to use her recording and then the video on my end recording, merge the two video audios together to salvage the podcast. I know I've definitely got my end. I actually back up my microphone in a different way. So I actually have my whole side of the conversation recorded, because, yeah, that's what you do. You back up the not the important guest part. You back up yourself. So who knows? There's a few ways this can go. Amy sends me the video and the audio on the video sounds great. I put it together and it makes a great clip. Second one is we forget Amy, we say goodbye, and we have a different guest next Monday. Number three is I just put out my side of the interview, and you guys use your imaginations and fill in the blanks, and your imaginations can be Amy Shark. All in good time, guys. I'm still waiting for her to send me the link. You know, through her people. I don't even have direct contact with Amy Shark. This is actually the worst person to do it to, because it's the first person that I haven't really known that I've had on the podcast. Each of my other guests I've had some kind of familiarity with, where I feel like I could go to them and say, hey, I'm a huge dickhead, but I didn't record it, and they would be cool about it. Amy Shark, I'm going through Sony Music, so I don't even have any contact with her. She does not follow me on Instagram or any social media, so I can't even drop into her DMs and say, I'm sorry about what happened. Can you please send me your video file? We'll find out in due time. It'll be a great fun game to play for everybody who listens to the podcast. Will Amy Shark be on next week's episode, or will we hear a special edition of Jackie Road Studios where you can only hear my questions? It's called Questions for Amy Shark. With no responses. Let's get into how I made this week's song.
How did he make it? How did he make it? How did he make it?
Hey, it's Jack jumping in one more time before we get to the making of part of this episode. And I swear it's only minutes away, but I wanted to include this as well. I recorded that bit with about the Amy Shark incident. I essentially recorded that straight after the no record situation with Amy, because I wanted to capture the raw emotion of it. Then later that night, that was on Thursday. Then on Thursday night, I was telling Christian O'Connell about it, and he said, hey, if you've got your side of the audio, bring that in. I want to hear the part of you telling her that you didn't record it, which I didn't even think about. So I want to play a snippet here of the Christian O'Connell show from Friday morning, where we play out the audio of me telling Amy Shark after 45 minutes that I hadn't properly recorded the interview. What I'll play you now is me wrapping up the interview, saying goodbye to Amy Shark. You'll hear some gaps where she's talking and you can't hear it. And then you'll pick it. You'll pick the silence in my voice as
fear,
I realise.
Fear is silence. And it just chew. But your blood turned to ice as you realise, oh my God.
As I realise I haven't been recording the whole time. Cool, man. Thank you so much for doing that. Just before you close this, the only thing is when I...
is it here?
Yep. When I stop this recording...
Butthole clenching.
Holy shit. Oh, dude, I just didn't record it.
Is she here now?
Yeah, she's here. Oh.
You're joking.
I'm not joking, dude. I'm so sorry. Hopefully I can take... I can... Oh,
what can you do, Jack? You just about here. I can hear.
No way.
Did you, when you did the laptop, does the video have audio? Because I've got my side because I recorded that. Oh, shit. Dude, I'm so sorry. So she does 45 minutes and then the guy on the other end says,
well, no,
I never...
just start swearing. Start swearing aggressively and calling her a dude.
You must have been frustrated,
dude.
Jack.
Like he's been like he's bait or something with Seth Rogen. Dude. Oh, what the? Did you record the same? Uh-oh. Hang on. Let me just replay this amazing bit right now. I'm going to have this as my ringtone.
Holy sh**. Oh, dude, I just didn't record it.
What a meltdown. I think it's your finest hour. I'm proud of you. Welcome to the screw-up club.
All right, enough of the Amy Shark stuff. Only time will tell if she will be on next week's episode. I'm still waiting for that video. She said she would send it to me. Let's get into how I made this week's song.
How did he make it?
Right, let's break down this song called The Lowest Ranking Member in the Entourage. Yeah, yeah, all right. I'm going to... Okay, so let's just start with this. I mean, it's pretty simple the whole way through. This is just a drum loop. I didn't have to do anything except drag and drop. And then this, I tell you what, I'm not saying that this is the best hip-hop song ever made, but it is way easier to get to a bass level with a song like this than it is to get to with the like the rock songs with the all the guitars and the proper drums and the bass and everything. So the whole song is pretty much these two instruments together, which is just the drums, which is a loop, and then this synth part is a bass synth. So I did this on the MIDI keyboard, and it's literally just one note at a time. And together they sound like this. So if you want to play at home, I think it's C, A, E, F, yes. Cool. So that is how easy it is to do the music for a song like this. I mean, if you're keeping it basic, I don't want to undermine what real producers would do and real songwriters would do with a song like this. But that is that didn't really take me long at all. What does take a long time is the lyrics, because it's heavily lyric involved.
Every time that the Uber comes, I'm the one that gets bumped to the seat at the front.
So I'll just tell you where I had this idea from. Nikki's episode, if you haven't heard it, Nikki Glaser was the guest on last week's show. There was a joke in there about her not being able to be part of Taylor Swift's entourage, because Taylor Swift has a very high class entourage with a lot of famous people in it, and that if she was part of it, she would be way at the back. Then that developed into this idea for me of the guy who's in an entourage, like say a traveling musician or someone who travels with a big entourage, and then somewhere in the pecking order of that entourage, somebody has to be the lowest ranked member. So I was talking to Hamish, Blake, and Radio Mike anyway. So I said, hey, guys, this is what I'm thinking for the next song. The idea of the guy in the entourage who's the lowest ranked person and he's always up the back in the video clips and no one can see him. And if they're sitting at dinner, then he's always, they don't wait for him to start eating, or if they all get there first, they order without him. So I said, I put it out to them. It was like, what else can you think of that would happen to this lowest ranking guy in the entourage? And this was Mike's idea.
Every time that the Uber comes, I'm the one that gets bumped to the seat at the front.
The idea that the lowest ranking member has to sit in the front. So I use that as the start of the song, and then a bunch of, actually, Hamish's idea is what made up verse number two, but this really was inspired by Mike. But 99% of the work is done in putting it all together and making it rhyme, so let's not give Mike so much credit. I'm going to play this verse and then chat to you about how I make something like this.
Every time that the Uber comes, I'm the one that gets bumped to the seat at the front. I gotta make small talk because the driver wants to chat, and I can't really hear what's being said in the back. So when we get back to the pad, it's sad because everybody else knows the inside gag except for the guy at the front of the car. I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
Cool. So how I start putting lyrics like that together is like, I get a good bit, and I actually think I just started from the start there. With the other verses, I kind of worked my way backwards or picked a bit that I liked, like a rhyme that I liked, and then worked outwards from that. But I actually think I started with this bit here.
Every time that the Uber comes, I'm the one that gets bumped to the seat at the front.
It's not like I just think of that line, then think of a rhyme for the second line, then think of a rhyme for the third line. I start to work on it and tell that little story and that little vignette that I want to tell. And then I find like what is the weakest part of it and try to go and fix that part and make it stronger or make it rhyme better or make it tell the story better.
I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
Before I go to the next verse, let's quickly talk about this little piano line. So when I was doing this whole song, I actually wrote a chorus for it, which is sung rather than, in between the rap parts, there's this sung chorus about as the lowest ranking member of the entourage, he's fallen asleep. He's got big dreams of working his way up the entourage. And I was kind of not really enjoying it. And I actually wrote this piano part solely as like an outro part. So when the song is fading out, it's just a little bit of extra color. But then I liked it so much, and it's so simple, but I liked it so much that it became really a stand-in for the chorus, and the song doesn't have a chorus, and I end up putting like the talking parts over the top.
Gosh.
What's the joke, guys? What? I must have missed it. So it's, again, that's really simple. So that's, and when I said there was only two instruments in the whole song before, this is obviously the third one. This is when you go into Logic and you click on piano. Well, actually, you don't even click on piano. You click on software instrument to plug the MIDI in, and the instrument they give you is the Steinway grand piano, and that's what this is. And then I just added reverb to it and not even went in and chose my own reverb, literally the one that they give you stock standard, and I just turned it up. Sometimes it is that easy just to make it sound like, I just liked it straight away. That's the piano, how it sounds on its own. So the music doesn't get any more difficult or intricate than that.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne. What a shame that my name...
Cool. So this is what I was just calling to myself, Hamish's verse, Hamish's idea of them all going to the corporate box at the footy, except his name wasn't on the list or they couldn't fit him in.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne. What a shame that my name wasn't on the list, so I missed out. Had to buy my tickets through a tout. Meanwhile...
How many times have you heard the word tout in a hip-hop song? He really bought his tickets off a scalper, but scalper didn't rhyme. I'll show you what I'm doing underneath. So I've been playing those verses without the backing vocals. This is with the backing vocals in there.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne, what a shame.
And sorry, it's not really called backing vocals. I guess it's just like a double up on the word. So let me play it how it sounds without the main vocal.
Big game, drinking champagne. So I missed out.
So those little doubles just emphasize the more important words in the verse.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne. What a shame that my name...
And that's not a copy-paste double. That's just doing it again underneath. So recording again and just doing those highlights. And then I didn't really do anything to them. Usually you'd put it down lower in the mix, but I liked it.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne, what a shame that my...
I don't know, I just liked it more front and center like that. This is what it sounds like without it to compare.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne, what a shame...
And with it.
All the boys in the box at the big game, drinking champagne, what a shame that my...
Cool, let's keep going.
Wasn't on the list, so I missed out. Had to buy my tickets through a tout. Meanwhile, there's smoke.
Like that little touch there.
My tickets through a tout. Meanwhile,
that little cash register sound effect coming out just the right side of the speakers. I just literally went to YouTube and said, typed in cash register sound effect. Because he's buying tickets.
Buy my tickets through a tout. Meanwhile, they're smoking cigars while they're drinking free beer. I'm lining up at the bar and I look up at the box and they wave through the glass. The lowest ranking member in the entourage.
Cool. So I came up with this. I think I did it that what I've been calling the Radio Mike verse, that first verse about the Uber, just happened as I was writing it to finish on the name of the song, which is I'm the Lowest Ranking Member in the Entourage. And then I thought, well, it would be cool to keep repeating that motif throughout the whole song. Like, I guess it's like in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it keeps ending on some variation of rhyming with Bel-Air.
Up at the box and they wave through the glass. The lowest ranking member in the entourage.
The only parts in the song where the synth stops playing, this part, is to fill in that entourage bit.
Lowest ranking member in the entourage.
So on the end of each verse, the synth and the lyrics.
I look up at the box and they wave through the glass at the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
So that is something that keeps repeating on itself throughout the whole song, is the synth stopping and the entourage bit.
The lowest ranking member in the entourage.
The other thing I like about this half of the verse, the Hamish verse, is just the pacing and like the rhythm of this part where I'm standing at the bar.
Meanwhile, they're smoking cigars while they're drinking free beer. I'm lining up at the bar and I look up at the bar.
And that kind of repeats on itself as well, looking like lining up at the bar, looking up at the box.
While they're drinking free beer, I'm lining up at the bar and I look up at the box and they wave through the glass. The lowest ranking member in the entourage.
Cool. So going back into that piano bit, if I take out the talking stuff. Cool. And then we get to the only Well, I was going to say the only change in music in the song, but it's a lack of music where it's just the drums in this bridge part.
Yeah, everybody in the club say what?
What?
Everybody in the house say what?
What?
Main guy in the entourage says what's
your name again, dude?
That dick is...
Cool, so that is another idea that Hamish had, that was the main guy in the entourage keeps forgetting our main character's name, and I tied that into the idea that you can never see him in the video clip.
Yeah, everybody in the club say what?
What?
Everybody...
And this part is just like meant to be token hip-hop song breakdown, and it lends itself to the next line about what's your name again.
Yeah, everybody in the club say what?
What?
Everybody in the house say what?
What?
Main guy in the entourage says what's
your name again, dude?
That little, like, telephony voice.
Your name again, dude.
Is just to differentiate that is the main guy in the entourage speaking, and then our main character speaking again in the very next line.
Main guy in the entourage says what's
your name again, dude?
That dick is always forgetting my name. He's got too much fame up at
and
the
so
front.
It's fun to go through a song like this and choose where to put these little backing doubles in that sound like this.
Dude,
that dick is...
So that is... This is just the back...
That dick.
That double.
Dude.
That dick is always for...
That dick.
Dude.
That dick is always forgetting my name. He's got too much fame up at the front of the game. In the video clips, he's always the main one. Me, I'm up the back, out of frame, son. That's me, way at the back with the backwards hat. Was it...
Cool, so that's all doubles through the back there.
He's always the main one. Me, I'm up the back, out of frame, son. That's me, way at the back with the backwards hat. Was it even worth being on set? Cause you gotta...
And I'm not super... If I could go back and change anything, it would be that rhyme. Let's all be honest. Hat does not rhyme with set.
Out of frame, son. That's me, way at the back with the backwards hat. Was it even worth being on set? Cause you gotta freeze...
Yeah. Oh, well.
Was it even worth being on set? Cause you got a freeze frame, enhance, enlarge. To see the lowest ranking member of the entourage.
I would love to one day make this song into an actual video clip. If it had, like, you know, proper production and everything. Cause I imagine this is the part that I can really visualize. Freeze frame, enhance, enlarge. So they're looking at a screen of the video clip playing. Our main character is right at the back. And, you know, you zoom in like they do on detective shows, freeze the frame, enhance, enlarge.
Backwards hat, was it even worth being on set? Cause you gotta freeze frame, enhance, enlarge. To see the lowest ranking member of the entourage.
Cool. And then our last verse. I mean, I only set out to do three verses, like the rule of three in comedy, like you always just do three of anything. But I wrote, I forget how I did this. I had like, because I've got, when I'm writing, I've got a bunch of semi-formed ideas going at any one time and then sort of bouncing around. When I get stuck on one, bounce around to another one and see how it goes. And then the video clip one, came up really fast, and then this one about the hotel came up really fast, and by then I'd already done the first two and kind of locked them off, and I couldn't pick which one I liked more out of the video clip and this next hotel scene, so I kept them both in.
Everybody wants enough to party. They assume they can have it in my hotel room, and they thank me for my hospitality. Then they throw my TV off the balcony. Hotel property in the pool as they trash the place. Next they threw my suitcase. Then they lit a firework out of my ass. I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the song. So I worked for that verse. I worked my way backwards from the idea of them lighting a firework out of his ass on their hotel balcony. I just picture, I don't know why I had in my head, but there's a scene from Jackass where they're doing exactly that, and I thought it would be funny. Actually, I'll tell you how that came about. Because I had already come up with this idea of finishing every of the verses with the line about the entourage.
I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
I just started making a list of words that rhyme with entourage, and then, because there's not many more than mirage and camouflage, I started doing like these semi-rhymes like glass, ass. Glass is in that second verse, ass is in this one. And when I came up with the ass and then worked backwards from there, the idea of them lighting a firework out of his ass, I actually wrote this whole verse essentially backwards.
Hotel property in the pool as they trashed the place. Next they threw my suitcase. Then they lit a firework out of my ass. I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
I'm super happy with that. So the doubles are in there again. They're a couple of places where I highlight stuff that I wanted to emphasize.
Everybody wants enough to party. They
throw my TV up the balcony.
Just because that is such a, like a hero of a line. And I use that, the synth stops there as well, like it does at the end of the verses, just to emphasize that bit.
Thank me for my hospitality. Then they throw my TV up the balcony. Hotel pro.
Yeah, I was really happy with that. That rhyme combo. It feels like sometimes when you're writing this sort of stuff, it feels like, honestly, you're making combos in Tony Hawk's, where if you can get, you know, thank me, hospitality, TV, balcony, hotel property, all in a five rhyme combo.
Hotel room and they thank me for my hospitality. Then they throw my TV up the balcony. Hotel property in the pool as they...
Cool. So I was super, super happy with that verse. And then that's why it became a four-verse song. I always, every week I've done this song challenge, I always think I'm just going to write a short song. They don't all have to be long. Some of them can be a minute long. Some of them can be under 2 minutes. And then as I start working on it, I just get carried away. And then I've got another 3.5 minute song on my hands.
Remember in the entourage.
And because that's that bit at the end there is the last bit of the motive of saying the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
I'm the lowest ranking member in the entourage.
The double vocals are a little bit different.
In the entourage.
So it's got an extra guy going high.
In the entourage. Lowest ranking member in the entourage.
That really hurt though, guys. It left a mark on me. So, and then the talking bits, I really didn't put much time into thinking about that. I think I did one pass on the whole song and just over the choruses. And the chorus is just the piano. I just put these in.
How do you guys want to divide up the damage to the hotel? Should I get this one and then you guys get the next one? How do you want that to work?
And I was tempted to keep going with it, just have it keep saying more and more stuff and just drag it out longer and longer, but... Oh, that sounds cool. I wish I did that in the song. That I'm doing that by accident. I accidentally fade out the rest of the instruments here. And this is just in the version I'm showing you now. But I kept that piano going.
Guys, get the next one. How do you want that to work?
I wish I had done this. This sounds cool. So the music fades out, but the piano keeps playing at full volume. Ah, man, I wish I had actually done that with the song. All right, album version is going to be that. When I release the album at the end of the series and all 12 of the songs are going to be released together, we're going to have the re-release of this. The piano keeps playing while the music fades out. Yes, I love that. You know what? Give me a second to bring up Feeling This by Blink-182, right? I was watching something with Mark Hoppus being interviewed by the lead singer of Jimmy Eat World, Jim Atkins, on a YouTube channel he's making now, Jim Atkins. I forget what it's called, but he interviews people about writing songs and songwriting, and he interviewed Mark Hoppus as the first episode. And essentially, Mark Hoppus said the same thing happened at the end of Feeling This, where all the instruments fade out, except for the harmonies that they're doing, the two lead singers are doing together.
Small world, big
so you can hear the harmonies in the background. And then he said somebody in the studio accidentally started fading out everything else except for the harmonies. That's so cool. Oh my God, I can't believe I literally watched that this week and then accidentally did the same thing with the piano at the end of mine. I'm Blink-182. I'm as good as them. This song's as good as feeling this. Yes, yes, yes. That's the end of how this song was made.
It's time to read your emails. Read your emails.
Read. All right. Let's see if this is interesting to anybody. I said last week on the show that I was going to make a bracket, like a FIFA World Cup knockout system of my favorite songs by my all-time favorite band, Green Day. So I've set up the tournament on a site called brackethq.com. If you want to do this with your favorite band and favorite songs, just set aside some time. That's all I'll say. I thought it would be way quicker to set this up than it was. I'm essentially going to do this. For the free count of this Bracket HQ, let you have 32 teams. So no way can I do every album and every song from Green Day. So I picked my three favorite albums, the three in a row in the 90s, Dookie, Insomniac, Nimrod. And then I even had to cull some tracks before getting into the knockout system before that. So I've already taken some out, then I've just put the track list in order, and then the website actually, as I've gone to start this tournament, has just randomized it. So shall we play along? Shall we play along? If this was, I'm just trying to imagine this, if it was a band I didn't care about at all, hearing somebody read out their album tracks and versing an album track of, like, say, I got nothing against Tool, right? But I know that that's a popular cult band. If somebody was reading out on a podcast Tool album tracks up against each other and trying to decide which one would win, I think I wouldn't stick around to the end. So if you're not a Green Day fan, please, by all means, you can bow out early. Round one. Round one, and then I guess you've got nothing. If you don't agree with me, then you just have to sit there with absolutely no way to rebut or debate what I'm choosing. Burnout versus Good Riddance. Good Riddance, Time of Your Life is obviously the song that got me into Green Day in the first place. Before I ever knew about punk bands or any of Green Day's other music, I heard Good Riddance on the last episode of Seinfeld and saw it on Video Hits on Saturday mornings and asked my mum to get me Nimrod for Christmas. Having said that, I love the song Burnout. So Burnout wins round one. Brain Stew versus Stewart and the Avenue. Let's go Stewart and the Avenue. Again, Brain Stew was the single and Stewart and the Avenue is the album track, but I really love that song. Coming Clean versus Scattered. Man, I love both those songs so much. Ah, man. Ah, I can't believe this is a podcast. Scattered. All the Time versus When I Come Around. God, this is hard. I love both those songs. Jeez. If you're a guitarist and you love Green Day, try and play the song All the Time and sing along to it at the same time. The rhythm and the pattern of the guitar is really, I find it really hard to sing to. Let's do When I Come Around. Welcome to Paradise versus Jinx. Welcome to Paradise. Hitchin' a Ride versus Stuck With Me, Hitchin' a Ride. Geek Stink Breath versus Nice Guys Finish Last, Nice Guys Finish Last. Hashinka versus Longview. God, I love both those songs. Man. Longview, you got to. Chump versus Walking Alone. Man, that's hard. I love the song Chump. I honestly do. But I love the song Walking Alone so much. Oh, man, that's hard. I'm going to go Walking Alone. Walking Contradiction verse 86. Tough, 86. Armitage Shanks versus The Grouch. Oh, man, I love both those songs so much. Oh, God. The Grouch, if you haven't seen this, check out on YouTube. Green Day's interview on recovery. People around my age who grew up in Australia would know recovery, hosted by Dylan Lewis on a Saturday morning, a music show that was so awesome. And Green Day, he's interviewing Green Day. They just leave the interview, walk over to the house band's instruments and pick up the house band's instruments and start playing The Grouch, which says, fuck you, in it about 20 times. This on the ABC on a Saturday morning. That, for that alone, let's choose The Grouch. That is an awesome moment of TV. You can YouTube it. I remember, honestly, in the days before YouTube, now, I either knew about that or read about it somewhere. I think I read about it somewhere. The Grouch, like Green Day playing The Grouch on recovery. But back in the day, you couldn't just YouTube something you wanted to watch. But guest programming on Rage, a great music show on the ABC, Rage, would show you what tracks were coming up on the website if you went on before the night. So you could go on. I used it to go on and see if like it was a band that I liked that was doing the guest programming, or if someone was choosing the kind of bands I was into, and then I would record a VHS tape overnight and watch it the next day. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw somebody had chosen Green Day's live performance on Recovery as one of the clips in Rage guest programming. So I ran the VHS that night, obviously. Where are we? Are we still a podcast? Yes, we are. Uptight versus Basket Case, one of the best songs of all time, Basket Case. She versus Platypus, I Hate You. Oh, God, that's hard. Let's go Platypus. Redundant verse Fuck Off and Die. I love both those songs. Let's go Fuck Off and Die. I love that song. That's the last. The closer on Dookie. Panic Song versus Jaded. Man, I love both those songs too. I like Panic Song so much. A song that apparently they've never played live because it's too fast for Mike and Trey to keep up with that long bass and drum intro. King for a Day versus Having a Blast. God, these are hard. I love both those songs. I think King for a Day. All right, now we are into, that is round one of the knockouts. We're into the first phase of the semifinals. This is the quarterfinals, actually. You still with me, guys? I'm going to go faster through this one. I promise it won't take as long. Burnout versus Stuart in the Avenue. Burnout. Scattered versus When I Come Around. Scattered. Welcome to Paradise versus Hitchin' a Ride. Yeah. Welcome to Paradise. Nice Guys Finish Last versus Longview. Nice Guys. Walking Alone versus 86. Walking Alone. The Grouch versus Basket Case. Now, that is tough. Oh, man. If I could never listen to one of them again, oh God, it would have to be Basket Case. Platypus versus Fuck Off and Die, Fuck Off and Die. Panic Song versus King for a Day, day, King for a Day. All right, semifinals, let's go. We're down to 8 teams left. Burnout versus Scattered. Scattered. Welcome to Paradise versus Nice Guys Finish Last. Nice Guys. Walking Alone versus Basket Case. Again, I think Basket Case just has to win because if I could never listen to it again, it sounds crazy. And Fuck Off and Die versus King for a Day. Didn't think Fuck Off and Die would make it to the set. Like, what is this? The prelims? No, semis. Oh, yeah, sorry. It goes round of 32, round of 16. We just did the quarters. Now we're in the semis. 4 teams left, everybody. And it's kind of surprising what is left here, but this is why you do it. Scattered versus Nice Guys Finish Last. Oh, man. I love both those songs so much. Oh, God. I didn't know how much I like Scattered. I think it's Nice Guys. Basket Case versus Fuck Off and Die. Basket Case. Guys, here it is. The final. The winner will be crowned Green Day Song of the Year 2020 in Jack's eyes. Nice Guys finished last versus Basket Case. Now, Basket Case seems like the answer you should choose because, seriously, it's such a good song. If we never heard it again, could we believe ourselves? Let's bring up a bit of both songs.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
The first time I heard this song, I honestly didn't even know what he was doing with the guitar. What that technique is called is palm muting, where you put your, as you're strumming the guitar, you put the palm of your hand pressed down on the strings and it gives it that muted feeling that he's got there.
The time to listen to me whine about nothing and every-
Like, I was so young when I heard that, that I honestly didn't even know what that was. And I thought, oh, man, that sounds so cool. I thought it was just an electric guitar, like, turned way down or something. I love this song so much. Let's hear some of the chorus.
I'll keep setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up?
Basket Case by Green Day. All right, let's go. Nice Guys finish last. Here we go. The opening track on the first Green Day album I ever owned, Dimrod. I was expecting Time of Your Life, Good Riddance, and I put this in my speakers and I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Nice Guys finish last. You're running out of gas. Your sympathy will get you left behind.
I don't know, this song has such a huge place in my mind. Guys, I think we should call it a draw, right? I'm going to have to choose Basket Case, I think. It sounds obvious. It sounds like what you would have picked if you just had to say one off the top of your head. Basket Case wins the Green Day Olympics. Guys, I implore you to do this in your own time with your own bands, but not record it and don't send it to me. Just do it in your own time. Dane sent me one already during the week. Dane Howard, congratulations. You've earned yourself a raffle ticket for the world's fastest guitar. The Yamaha RS720B to be drawn at the end of Series 1 of Jackie Road Studios. Dane did Metallica. And without going through every track and how he knocked them out, he came out with Nothing Else Matters. Now, wasn't that a lot more fun to listen to than going through every track one by one? And the other one was Pete did Green Day as well. Longview came out on top for him from Green Day. I'm not going to go through every matchup, but Pete, thank you for sending that to me. You have a raffle ticket for the world's fastest guitar. And then I wanted to follow up or finish today's emails with an email I got last episode, making of episode, from Tom. Tom was telling us how he was in a high school band in the UK with his brother. They were called Angel Spider, and they had an original song called Embryo, which they played at the high school performance. And then sadly, he finished his email with the fact that his brother got a brain abscess a few years ago, which left him disabled. And though he still loves music, he doesn't work anymore and he doesn't play guitar anymore and he doesn't sing. But Tom thanked me for asking about high school bands, and then he went away and reminisced with his brother about the band they were in. So he sent me this back this week. Hey man, I wanted to share this. I told Maddie, Maddie's his brother, I told Maddie about the podcast mention, which he absolutely loved. We got in a long discussion about the band and the song, and then this happened, see attached. He's got a photo of Matt, his brother, picking up an acoustic guitar. He says, this is crazy. After 20 years and two major brain operations, he could bloody remember how to play the song. This is the first time I've seen him touch a guitar in all that time, and we've all tried to encourage him to play before in the past. A real breakthrough moment, so thank you. Tom, I can't tell you, man, how much this warms my heart hearing this and seeing your brother pick up the guitar. And if this podcast played a tiny part in that, well, I'm so happy that I even started the whole thing. Man, I loved getting this email. I want to give you guys 100 raffle tickets for the Yamaha, but which is the nicest thing anybody could do. Sad thing is, Tom's in the UK, and I said in an earlier episode that I didn't want to ship the Yamaha over to the UK because of, you know, costs involved with shipping a guitar. Tom, you're going on the list anyway. You got yourself bloody... Let's make it more fair. I'll give you two raffle tickets for the Yamaha competition, Tom. One for you, one for your brother. And if you do win, when we do the raffle at the end of Series 1, then I'll just have to grin and bear the cost of shipping a electric guitar across to England. Man, I really appreciate you sending that through. The last thing I want to finish on for this week's episode is... we had a message from, apologies, I can't even remember who sent it. Oh, it was Andrew. Andrew sent an email saying, can you finish the podcast episodes with a bit of music to let everybody know you're finished? Because when I'm listening and I've got it on in the background, it sounds like it just ends abruptly. We need some kind of audio cue to let us know that the podcast is finishing. I complained and said, I'm already making the songs every week. I'll put it out to tender. Can anybody make us some outro music for the podcast, for the making of episodes, so that Andrew can be happy and he doesn't think the podcast has just ended halfway through? Matt Cross has done just that. Matt Cross, you've earned yourself a raffle ticket. He said, I dove into my home studio today and threw together an outro song for you. Hopefully you don't mind that I based it around the intro song to the podcast and added a couple of surprises. Andrew, this is all for you. Thank you to Matt Cross. To finish the podcast episode this week is the new outro song that you'll hear at the end of every making of episode. This is Jackie Road Studios.
Well, Jackie Road, it is now closed until the next episode. So here's an outro for Jackie's show, so Andrew knows that it's the end of the podcast.
Jackie Road Studios is a way of life.